Let's make sense of President Donald Trump's approval ratings with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Any change in his ratings that have stayed fairly steady over his tenure?
Well, there has been an uptick in his fifth quarter. He's been in office now for five quarters, Dave, as you mentioned, and his average for that fifth quarter was 39%, his job approval rating. President Trump's job approval rating for his fourth quarter in office was 37%. So he's up a couple of points, but that is still dramatically lower than other presidents in their fifth quarters. Now, we averaged all the other presidents in their fifth quarter since Eisenhower, and that average is 61%.
Does Gallup going forward have to encompass what are inarguably highly polarized times when making this comparison?
We certainly should take that into account, because in the past, and we've talked about this before, let's take the administration of Jimmy Carter. We had many more Republicans who were in the opposing party approving of him and many fewer Democrats approving of him than is the case for the appropriate situation now. Republican approval for Trump in the fourth quarter was upwards of 86%. Democrats' approval was at 8%. So there's that huge polarization. People fixed in their opinions, they don't move much, and that makes it harder, I think, for a president, particularly a polarizing president like Donald Trump, to get higher approval ratings when he's just not going to move Democrats off their very negative opinions.
Frank, the Veterans Administration continues to operate without a leader as Rear Admiral Ronnie Jackson withdrew his nomination to serve in that capacity this week. Then-candidate Trump prioritize the nation's men and women who serve. I surmise that's one area of bipartisan accord.
It is. When we were looking at policy proposals made by both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump leading into the 2016 election, we tested a whole bunch of them. And the ones that came out very near the top were President Trump's often made assertions, as you noted, Dave, that he was going to come to the aid of veterans, clean up the Veterans Administration, really do well by veterans. So that's a key priority for Americans, and that cuts across parties, Democrats and Republicans. We also know that the military is the institution that has more confidence than any other institution in American society. Americans are very positive on military officers when we test them as a profession. So everything about the military at this point in history is extremely high, which indicates that Americans would really want President Trump to be able to appoint somebody to head the VA who is competent and experienced and able to do a good job.
Frank, France was in the spotlight this week with its president addressing a joint session of Congress. Americans' views on France seem to fluctuate. Where do they stand now?
Very positive right now, but as you mentioned, we only have to go back to 2003 to find a time when they were very negative. In 2003, less than 40% of Americans said they had a favorable opinion of France. Why? Well, that was the point at which France did not come along and join the U.S. and others in the Iraq War. Well, that was basically a pretty short-lived phenomenon because Americans' opinions about France have now begun to go up in the years since. And right now, we just tested this in February before the visit of the president, of course, of France. 84% of Americans now have a favorable opinion of France, up about 50 points from where it was in 2003. And that puts France as one of the countries that Americans like more than any other.
Do French citizens hold America in the same esteem as we do them?
We have to be careful about the wording because we just did an analysis of how individuals in countries around the world thought about U.S. leadership, not the U.S. as a country, but U.S. leadership. And what we found is that France, along with many other European countries, opinions of U.S. leadership had dropped dramatically from 2016, Obama's last year, to 2017 when we tested this. 25% of residents of France interviewed last year said they had a positive opinion of U.S. leadership, putting that way down in the bottom rank of countries around the world.
Frank, for Americans considering purchasing a home, where do they suspect the market is on the supply-demand scale?
Well, Americans think that house prices in their area will increase over the next year. At least the majority do, 64%. And that's a pretty high, robust number. Americans also say it's a good time to buy a house. About two-thirds of Americans say that. But our data reveals some of the problem we're seeing, at least in some markets around the country right now. 22% of American homeowners right now say they plan on selling their home within the next 5 years, a fairly low percent. But, and this is what's important, of those individuals in America now who don't own a home, which is about 40%, 45% of that group of non-homeowners say they would like to buy a home within the next 5 years. So although these numbers aren't precise, they certainly suggest what we've been hearing from housing analysts out there, that there are more people who would like to buy a house than there are people who would like to sell their houses. And, of course, there are not as many houses being built as should be, creating a housing shortage in the U.S. at this point, making it a seller's market in many places across the country.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.